ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द 15th चैप्टर द योग ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सन टेक्स्ट 14 अहम वैश्वानरो भूत्वा प्राणिनं देहमाश्रिता प्रणापानसमायुक्ता पचामि अन्नं चतुर्विधम्। फॉर लिविंग एंटिटीज एंड आई जॉइन विद द एयर ऑफ लाइफ आउटगोइंग एंड इनकमिंग टू डाइजेस्ट द फोर काइंड्स ऑफ फूड स्टफ। रिपोर्ट अकॉर्डिंग टू आयुर्वेदिक शास्त्र we understand that there is a fire in the stomach which digests all food sent there. When the fire is not blazing, there is no hunger, and when the fire is in order, we become hungry. Sometimes when the fire is not going nicely, treatment is required. In any case, this fire is representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vedic mantras, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 5.9.1, also confirm that the Supreme Lord or Brahman is situated in the form of fire within the stomach and is digesting all kinds of foodstuff. Ayam magnir vaishvanaroyo yammanta purushe yenedam annam pachyate. Therefore, since he is helping the digestion of all kinds of foodstuff, the living entity is not independent in the eating process. Unless the Supreme Lord helps him in digesting, there is no possibility of eating. He thus produces and digests foodstuff, and by his grace we are enjoying life. In the Vedanta Sutra 1.2.27, this is also confirmed. Shabdadi bhyonta pratishtanach cha. The Lord is situated within sound and within the body, within the air, and even within the stomach as the digestive force. There are four kinds of foodstuff. Some are swallowed, some are chewed, some are licked up, and some are sucked. And He is the digestive force of all of them. Om Agyana Timirandasya Girangana Salakya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So Krishna is everything. Without his help you can't even eat nicely. What to speak of other things. So today is the disappearance days of Srila Madhavendra Puri. He's the grand spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can't hear? Let me see. Wasn't on, sorry. Hare Krishna. So, I'm not expert in Ayurveda or fire and all these things. But it is simple thing, everybody can understand, doesn't need much explanation. The thing is that Krishna is helping us in every aspect of our life, even in our eating process. We need His help to digest the food. Through His mercy, through His grace, we can eat and be healthy and, you know, develop Krishna consciousness. So we need to keep the body in healthy condition and the body in a peaceful way so we can develop our spiritual life, Krishna consciousness, in a nice way. All these things are necessary to keep the body and soul together nicely. So, I would like to speak something about Srila Madhavendra Puri, because today is disappearance day, so it's very important for us. He's the grand spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the Ramuna temple, and he saw the beautiful form of Shirachora Gopinath, the association of his devotees and followers, he started to narrate the story of the Shirachora Gopinath, how he became so famous because stole some kheer, some sweet rice for his devotee Madhavendra Puri. He heard the story from his own spiritual master Ishvara Puri, so he retold the story to his followers. The story goes like that, that Srila Madhavendra Puri, he was traveling everywhere, but he could not find the Vaishnava. Everybody was speaking about the impersonal Brahman, or Karma Kandiya, Jnana Kandiya. He was disgusted. He said, better go to the forest. At least I will not see all these materialistic people. So he came to Vrindavan. Of course, he met Advaita Acharya, and Advaita Acharya fell at his feet and embraced him, and they started to chant the holy name and cry together. So Advaita Acharya became his disciple. He initiated Advaita Acharya. And Ishvara Puri, Nityananda Prabhu also, it is said, was initiated by him. So he went to Vrindavan, and after doing Govardhan Parikrama, he sat down near Govinda Kund, and he was chanting the holy name. He was so absorbed in Krishna, he could not distinguish between day and night. And he will not ask anybody for food. That was his practice. He will not ask for alms. If somebody will give him some prasad, he will take and eat. But if somebody come and give him, he will not eat. So he was having 3 days fasting. And while chanting, one young boy came to him and say, Maharaj, Baba, why you are fasting? In my village, nobody should fast. Take this milk I brought for you. So Madhavendra Puri asked the boy, who are you and how do you know that I am fasting? So the boy said, I was observing your activities. I live here in this town, and some of the ladies who came here to take some water, they told me about you and they gave me this milk for you. So please take, break your fast. So Madhavendra Puri took this pot and drank the milk. When he finished, the boy disappeared, wasn't there. So he was sitting there waiting that the boy come back for the pot, but he never came back. So that night he never slept much, but he was dizzying a little bit. So he had a dream, and the same boy appeared in his dream and told him, in this village I am the controller. And because of the fear of the Muslim, the pujaris hid me somewhere in the bush. I was installed by Vajra, the great-grandson of Lord Krishna. Vajra installed many deities in Braj. So he installed this Gopal deity. He told him, I am Govardhan Dhari. I am the lifter of Govardhan Hill. That's why he has this pose, like lifting the Govardhan Hill. And he told him, please take me out of the bush because I'm there for a long time, tolerating rain and heat, and wind. So please worship me again. So he wake up immediately and was very happy and ecstatic and was lamenting. Lord Krishna came to me and didn't recognize him. I'm so unfortunate. But I'm happy that he gave me some service to do for him. So he went with some village people and discovered the place and took out the deity of Gopal and installed the deity on the top of Govardhan Hill and engaged the Brahman and the worship. And there was a big Annakuta Mahotsava, big festival. Everybody brought so many big piles of bhoga to offer to Gopal. So it was very nice festival. He initiated many Brahmana and gave them the service of the Lord. So everything was going on very nicely. Until one night, Gopalji told again in a dream to Madhavendra Puri, I'm feeling some itching in my body because I've been so long in this bush, so tolerating rain and wind. I'm feeling some uncomfortable. So I need you to bring me some sandalwood and camphor mixed together. You smear on my body for 21 days and this itching sensation will be alleviated and I will be happy. So please do this for me. So Madhavendra Puri was very happy to receive this order from the Lord and he immediately started to Orissa because he could find these things in Jagannath Puri. So on the way to Jagannath Puri, he stopped in this beautiful place called Remuna. Remuna means very beautiful. It is a very beautiful place. So he stopped there and while having darshan of the deity of Gopinath, one devotee told him, you see the spots entering the altar? This is a very nice kheer, sweet rice. Very, very special. You don't find this kind of kheer anywhere in India. So he thought in his mind, oh, I would like to taste this so I will know the ingredients and I will do the same preparation for my Gopaldi Diti, Vrindavan. So then he started to think, oh, I'm desiring to eat this kheer before being offered to the Lord. I am a paradi, I'm an offender. So better he paid obeisance and left and was fasting all day chanting the holy name. So at night the pujari had a dream and Gopinath told him, my dear devotee Madhavendra Puri is fasting. I stole a pot of kheer for him and hid it behind the curtain in the altar. So wake up and take this kheer for him. So the Puri wake up, you know, cleansed himself and entered the altar and found the pot and went where Madhavendra Puri was fasting, chanting the holy name. And Madhavendra Puri, you are very fortunate. The Lord stole this kheer for you. So Madhavendra Puri was in ecstasy. And he took the kheer and was very happy because of the loving dealings of the Lord, you know, with his dear devotees. He drank all the kheer, he broke the pot and the pieces, he put them in a piece of cloth, you know, and every day he will take a small piece and remember the mercy of the Lord and shed some tears. So he became very famous, all the people came to see him, so he flew immediately away. He didn't want it to be, you know, famous, but wherever he went, fame will follow him up. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Roy, what is the greatest fame in this world? Ramananda Roy replied, the greatest fame is to be known as a pure devotee of the Lord. Mundane fame is unimportant, it's not worthy. To be known as a pure devotee is the greatest. Actually, the devotee is not interested in fame. But because of his pure devotion, naturally, he's known. So, after that, he went to Jagannath Puri and from taking the king's permission, he got the sandalwood paste and the camphor. And he had the bullock car, you know, to take them back to Vrindavan. But on the way back, he stopped again in Remuna and slept one night there. And he again had a dream with his deity, Gopalji. And Gopal told him, actually, you don't have to bring all this load of sandalwood to Vrindavan. You can smear it on Gopinath and will be the same as doing it for me. I will be satisfied. Just see, you know, how loving is Krishna with his devotees. He wanted him to take all the trouble, to take all this big load to Vrindavan. It's a very walking distance. He told him, you can do it to Gopinath, it's the same as me. So he did that. And the Lord was very happy and satisfied. So we can see through this pastime that actually Krishna is very pleased by the loving devotion of his devotees, by this rasa, this mellow of loving devotion, which pleases the Lord the most. We were talking the other day with some devotee and he was asking about fasting. Yesterday was a Kadasi, some devotee fast fully, some half day, some, you know, at least grains shouldn't be not taken. Anyway, so I was asking why Krishna is pleased by our suffering. That was the question. Actually, Krishna doesn't want to see us suffering, that's for sure. He wants to see us happy. So if somebody is suffering because he's fasting, then he should not fast. You know, should be joyful. Every activity in Krishna consciousness should be joyful. Actually, fasting is for our benefit, not for Krishna's benefit. Fasting means we diminish the bodily needs. Tapasya means voluntarily you accept some uncomfort to the body so we can make spiritual advancement. That's for our benefit. Actually, Prabhupada said in Nectar of Devotion that most important thing is not just to fast, but to develop more love for Govinda. By diminishing the needs of the body, we give more time to hearing and chanting about Krishna. That's the important thing about Ekadasi, not just fasting. I know one devotee in Mexico. He will fast in Ekadasi, but he will go to the gym to do some exercise. What is the use? It's no spiritual benefit. He may get some material benefit, because even fasting is healthy, no? Because the stomach, you know, gets some rest from digesting all day and eliminates some, you know, toxins and all these things. So even from the material point of view, fasting sometimes is good. But from the spiritual point of view, if it is not for pleasing Krishna, this, no, not so important. So it's not like the Christian idea that we have to make our bodies suffer so God will be pleased. It's not like that. Krishna doesn't need that. Krishna only wants our love, our devotion. And any activity we do should be done, you know, in a joyful way, no? In a happy way. Actually, Krishna's senses are not unlike our senses. For example, when we eat, we enjoy the nice taste of the food, of the prasad. But when we finish eating, the taste disappears. But Krishna's senses act in a different way. This taste doesn't disappear. Krishna still can enjoy the big feast offered in Jamashtami 1,000 years ago. He's still enjoying that taste. Doesn't fade away. So Krishna's senses and our senses are very, very different. And he can interchange his senses. He can do whatever he likes. He can speak with his eyes. He can see with his hands. He can do anything and everything. So to understand Krishna is a big, big science. Bhakti yoga science. And we can't understand Krishna with our contaminated material senses. Atasi Krishna namadi nabhaved grayam indriyai sevam mukehi jivado swayam eva spuratyada. They said in Shastra that the material contaminated senses cannot understand Krishna's name, qualities, activities. Only when the senses becomes purified by devotional service, by engaging first the tongue, chanting the holy name of the Lord and tasting Krishna prasad, then gradually we can start to understand Krishna in truth. It's not just something
that we can do by exercising our intellect or mind in such a way that we will grasp the truth because we are very bright and intelligent. No, all the process depends on Krishna's mercy, the Vaishnava's mercy, on our humble attitude of service. Then everything can be understood easily. There's no other way. So, any comments or questions? Remuna. R-U-N-N-A. Remuna. Ah, very nice.
Talking about the famous midwife. It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, very good. I also tried once, very nice. Who also tried this sweet rice? Yeah. You know, the story of this deity is very, very interesting story. Actually, this deity has very old, ancient story. Once, during a rainy night, Lord Ram and Sita slept in the cave. Next morning, they came out and at sunrise, and suddenly they saw many cows with the cow's name. So Ramchandra started to smile. And Sita Devi asked him about what was pleasing to him. He said, "Oh, when I saw the cows, I remember that in my next life I will be a cowboy." So she asked him, "I would like to see this form of you as a coward boy." He said, "Yes, why not?" So he took his arrows and bow, and with his arrows and bow, he made the deity out of a stone of Krishna. And that was the deity of Gopinath. And after the deity was finished, Sita Devi installed the deity by touching it with one arrow. And a tiny drop of blood came out of the body of the deity, means that life was there. You know, Krishna entered deity. So she was worshipping sometime, this deity of Gopinath. And then they went somewhere else, somebody else was worshipping, but due time was lost. So one king from Orissa, from Jagannath Puri, had a dream, and the deity asked him to bring her to Jagannath Puri to be worshipped. But on the way, they stopped in this place, Remuna, for one night. And Gopinath told him, "I like very much this place, I want to stay here, make a temple for me here." So that is the story of the Gopinath deity. Yes?
Going back to the Bhagavad Gita verse.
Yes.
The significance of the verse is that in the previous verse, Krishna said that he gives the nourishment to the food and the taste.
Through the moon.
Through the moon.
Yes.
And now in this verse, he's saying, whereas Krishna provides the food, creates the food, and the tastefulness of the food, and he also gives the ability to eat the food.
Yes. Very nice. Thank you, Brahmananda Prabhu, for your comment. Yes. If Paramatma doesn't allow us, we can't even move our finger to touch our hand.
I mean, every living entity requires food.
Yes, we can't live without food. And without digesting also we can't survive. You know?
You watch this National Geographic channel on cable and you see all kinds, all species of animals. They spend their whole day just eating.
Yes. That's true. Fortunately, you see birds, bees all around, they just after eating. all day, you know. So, fortunately in this human form of life we can understand that the goal of life is not just eating. It is more than that, eating or sleeping. Actually, the more we become advanced in spiritual life, this demands of the body diminish more and more. That's liquid.
They're all swallowed.
Yes.
Well, one is swallowed.
One is chewed.
One is chewed. One is licked.
One is licked.
And one is sucked.
Yes. So imagine which food is that. There are different varieties of foods, so some foods are taken one way, other foods are taken in a different way. So liquids are swallowed. You can swallow banana. Suck sugar candy, you suck. This. Chewing drumsticks. Drumsticks, chew, to chew them. I know this very nice drumsticks. It's a vegetable.
You have to chew it.
Yeah.
You can't swallow the whole thing.
Yeah. You can't swallow. You have to just chew them. Anyway, we can describe different kinds of foods. That we should offer Krishna different variety. Yeah, different variety.
Analysis.
Yes. Means Krishna likes varieties of food to be offered to him. Krishna, why not? Krishna enjoy everything. Natsu can enjoy ice cream, why not?
Well, they may have coffee.
Yeah, yes. Anyway, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, that's the most important thing to understand. And he likes to enjoy varieties of things. Like this festival, Holi. Huh? You know from where this comes, this Holi festival? From Shastra? I will tell you the story. This is when Prahlad Maharaj was going against his father's wish to become a demon. So Hiranyakasipu tried to kill him in many ways and he didn't succeed. So his sister, Holika, told him, "Don't worry, I will kill this boy. I have a boon from Lord Shiva. He gave me this chadar. I can cover myself and not even fire can hurt me. So I will enter fire with him and he will be burned and nothing will happen." I say, Hiranyakasipu, "Oh, very nice idea. Please do." So they put a big fire and she covered herself with this chadar, entered the fire, sitting on Prahlad on her lap. And of course Lord Shiva wasn't happy that she was using his boon for harming a pure devotee, so it worked against her. She was burned and Prahlad came victorious out of the fire. So all the people became very happy. "Holika, Holika, this Holika was so lit." And they started to throw colors and everything, they were happy. So this Holi festival came out in this way. But another way, this eternal Leela of the Lord in Goloka Vrindavan, when the Vasanta springtime comes, so Vasanta Leela, Vasanta Rasa comes also, and Krishna and Balaram, they ask permission from Nanda Maharaj to play Holi. So Nanda Maharaj, yes, give permission, so they bring all the colors, and they start a big fight. The gopas and the gopis throwing color at each other. So big storm of colors flying here and there, everywhere. So once this great devotee Srinivas Acharya, he was meditating on the Leela of the Lord and he entered in his spiritual body as a gopi manjari. He entered the Leela and he was helping Lalita and Vishakha to give them more you know, colors to throw on Krishna and the gopas. So he was meditating like that, in a very happy mood. And when he came back from his meditation, all his clothes were full of color all over, like some of you here. So this lila manifested externally in his body. Actually, Krishna consciousness is joyful and happy. You know, it's colorful all over. It's blissful. It's wonderful. You know that famous lecture of Prabhupada? Wonderful, everything is wonderful. He was speaking about the devotees. He say, the devotees are wonderful, your service is wonderful, the deities are wonderful, the prasad is wonderful. And one devotee say, Prabhupada, you are the most wonderful. So like that, everything in Krishna consciousness should be like that. We should be very much encouraged to pursue our spiritual life with that proper understanding that we should develop the desire to go back home, back to Godhead, to become an eternal servant of Krishna. Prabhupada said once, take this Krishna consciousness very seriously, because by doing that, you can see Krishna face to face. You can smile, laugh with him, eat with him, dance with him. Prabhupada said, that should be taken very seriously. Seriously means we follow strictly, you know, the rules and regulations for the purpose of making spiritual advancement, not just for the sake of following them. And the most important thing is to chant the holy name, avoiding committing offenses. That's the secret. Srila Gaur Kishore Das Gauraji Maharaj said once that we should not try to meditate artificially on Radha Krishna Lila. He said we should chant the holy name offenselessly. And in due time, the holy name itself will reveal everything. Means Nam, Rupa, Guna, Lila. Everything will be revealed in due time.
Srila Prabhupada said, he promised that if we follow four principles and chant
16 rounds,
we'll see Krishna in his very life at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But the other half, like this, the Prabhupada said that if we approach a bona fide spiritual life with true truth, we'll take us three lives and become perfect. So, if Krishna always make the desire of his devotee, his pure devotee, above our pure devotees, how can we relate these two different orders?
Well, some people said that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that. There's no tape recorder at that time, nobody recorded the class, so we just, you know, believe what this person said. In any situation, I mean, I wish I could go back to God in three lives. I would be very happy to know that. I mean, if nothing, we've been millions of lifetimes in this material world. Millions. How many creations came and went away? I'm still out here. So if somebody tell me, well, in three lifetimes you will go back to God, oh, wonderful. I'd be most happy. Not unhappy, very happy. You know the story of Mukunda Das? He went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I don't want to see this Mukunda. The devotee said, why? Because he's like, what is the name of this animal, change colors, you know?
Chameleon.
Huh? Chameleon. He said, he's like chameleon. He, when he's the, with the impersonality, speak about the benefit of mukti and all this. When he's the a Karma Kandiya follower, he speak about the benefit of going heavenly planets and all this. So I don't want to see him. Tell him that. So Mukunda was morose and was waiting there. Still the Lord would not call him. So he sent one devotee, asked the Lord, please ask the Lord when I will be able to have his darshan again. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu answered in a million lifetime. So when the devotee told Mukundadatta about it, he started to dance. To dance and was so happy. I'm sure that I will see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in 1 million lifetime. He was happy. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard about this patience, he immediately called him, bring him immediately here. So, in spiritual life you have to be patient. Very patient. Of course, we should be determined that in this lifetime we will achieve success. We shall be very serious in that regard. But even if that not happen, we take few lifetimes, what is the big problem? At least if we advance more and more, less time we have to spend in this material. We should try it in this lifetime. It is possible, Prabhupada said. But even if we don't make it in this lifetime, still, whatever we've done is not lost. Next life we start from that point on. Yes? That was you. Hare Krishna. Yes?
It's interesting to me how Krishna is saying, he says, I'm Vaishvanara. I am the fire of digestion. And then the last part of the verse is that Kacham Yandam Chaturvita. So he's identifying himself with these energies.
Yes.
And then ultimately he's beyond it all. Mm-hmm. Well, I can relate to the fire of digestion. Because that's what I need, digestion. The most amazing thing is that the source of all this is a person.
Yes. Actually, in the absolute sense, there is no difference between the Lord and His energies. Because the energies can't exist without the possessor of energies. And the Lord is never alone, He's always with His energies. So in that sense, He's non-different from His energies. At the same time, He's different. Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. That's the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I just remembered as we get toward the end of this chapter, he's going to distinguish himself. Yes, not Shaharama Kinta much. Because I am beyond the fallible and the infallible, because I am the greatest, I am so greatest both in the world and the Vedas, that supreme person, because assert his individuality.
Yes. And in the last chapter, he said to Arjun very clearly, what is the conclusion of all Bhagavad Gita? Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskar mam eva satyam te pratijane priyas. Just fix your mind on me, become my devotee, pay your obeisance to me, then you become very dear to me.
Until we actually come to Krishna, it seems like we're settling for His energies, we're surrendering.
We can separate Krishna from His energies, and we can separate ourselves from this dependence on Krishna's energies. Because everywhere you see is Krishna's energies. We ourselves are Krishna, one of Krishna's energies. Yes.
All of them as they surrender.
We are part and parcels of Krishna. So in one sense, we are also Krishna. In one sense, in the sense that we belong to Him. I mean, there is nothing else but Krishna. That's the point.
Because everything is His energy.
Yes. But to distinguish between different energies and how they work and how they are related to us and to Krishna, and that's the science of Bhagavad Gita. And then after Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavata, and then Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in this way we can All right. No more questions. Thank you very much. La Prabhupada ki.